question. This is Socks for Wozy. Get ready for this day we're wearing. My hair and nails done. And,
Krista, put my phone down.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you see. Where you want to go. What you want to be. If you have a dream, you can make it there with a lot of work and a lot of prayer. If you take your time, gotta be precise. Gotta have a plan. Double check it twice. Wait. Hold up. Slow down, still won't need advice. Someone's gone before, maybe talk to them. Then after you do, go and talk to him. Great is gonna come, maybe not tonight. Take your time today, future's looking bright.
Got a lot of friends, made a lot of ends. Twitter, you the trend, even Bentley Benz. But you're moving kinda fast. Keep sweating, you gotta make it last. Live every day like it's your last. But don't forget to have a blast.
Greetings, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, March the 9th, 2014. We want to press on this point. We don't want to run from this point. The Most High, talking to the SUN Sun Disk. This is science. The Most High is the power behind the universe. The Most High is the cause. And the universe are the effects. All in the universe are the effects. So the Most High, Yahuwah, the hidden and unseen power, father and mother, self-existing, self-living one, the cause of the universe, scientifically empowering the SUN disk, sun disk, Aton Adon, says to Aton Adon, sit at my right hand, which is the hand of power, which is the feminine side, which is the side of honor, and I, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Now, years ago, you would think, we thought that this meant that the enemies would be destroyed. But I saw something else. That's why I'm backtracking to take my time with this point. The word footstool is two words. The first word, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 1916. Hedom. Hedom.
Hedom, stool or footstool, is masculine. So the structure seems to be masculine, or you may say the seat is masculine. But in the further commentary of Jesenius, Hebrew called the lexicon, it says stool for the feet, the earth is my footstool, okay? And the Ark of the Covenant is also the footstool of the Most High. Now keep that in, so the footstool, but the earth is the footstool of the Most High, and the Ark of the Covenant is the footstool of the Most High. And the second word of footstool is this word.
Strong's H, 7272, regel, regel.
This word is feminine, specifically dealing with the actual legs and foot of the stool. This is feminine. So the structure is seen as masculine, but the actual legs and feet are feminine, and this word is defined as foot, leg, God, anthropomorphic. Now, this word is feminine now, And this, one of the definitions is God anthropomorphic, and anthropomorphism is the personification, attribution of human form or other characteristics to anything other than a human being, relating to or characterized by a morphism, described or thought of as being like humans in appearance and behavior. So you look into the universe and you see things that can be human, or let's say it this way, the characteristics of the Most High infused into the flesh, infused into the human structure. And so when you see pictures drawn of angels and gods and goddesses, and you see them as human beings, when you see characteristics and attributes of the universe given to us as human beings doing this and doing that, that is anthropomorphism. That is taking the attributes of the Most High, taking the attributes of the universe, and giving us a character that expresses those characteristics and attributes. But this word is feminine. See, we're pressing on that because we're usually used to the Most High as masculine. But this word is feminine. It says also seraphim and cherubim, idols, animals, table. All of these are the footstool, the legs and foot of the Most High, the instruments of the Most High, the angels. Seraphim are a class of angels. Cherubim are a class of angels. The angels are that mechanism used by the Most High. See, the footstool is an instrument used by the Most High to propagate life. And so the universe is the footstool of the Most High. The earth is the footstool of the Most High. The Ark of the Covenant, which is made up of masculine fixtures. In the physical, having to do with energy, an energy mechanism uniting the masculine or positive charge with the feminine negative charge, the masculine positive charge, which is the proton within the atom, the feminine negative charge, which is the electron in the atom, coming together to produce what? To produce life and energy through sound, through light, vibration, energy, light, sound, or waves. Light waves or sound waves. And so the mercy seat, which is feminine. Now the other fixtures in the Ark of the Covenant and the temple structure are masculine, but that mercy seat is feminine, and it is there that we receive life and we receive mercy, because the system does not give us life or mercy. The system gives us death, hell, and destruction. So this footstool is teaching us of the principles of life, of energy, of vibration, of uniting of masculine and feminine, of uniting of proton and electrons, so that the neutron can receive life. The neutron is the baby. The neutron is that baby structure that receives life from unity and union of masculine proton and feminine electron, so that that neutron can receive life and receive energy and come forth. Now, if the enemies of the atom a dawn sun disk, the enemies are to be made the footstool. The enemies are to be converted into an instrument of life and cease being the instrument of death. We must understand these principles so that we can overcome the system. We must study that one that opposes us. Those who oppose us have an opposing argument. And so we represent the thesis. The opposer represents the antithesis. And thesis is an argument, and antithesis is the opposite of that argument. So rather than destroy the opposer, you take the energies of the opposer, understand those energies, and convert those energies to be used to propagate the argument. And so the argument is strengthened. Your position is strengthened because rather than destroy that one that is opposing us, we study them, understand them, and take that opposing argument, understand that opposing argument, take out those things out of the opposing argument that we may use to strengthen ourselves, strengthen our argument, strengthen our position. Now we have taken those energies that were our enemies, and they are now our footstool. Not as we might think, just to subjugate someone, but the footstool is now the instrument of the Most High, the instrument of the Aton, Adon, Atum sun disk to propagate life and give order to the universe and order to creation and order to the earth and order in our lives if we understand the message. Oh, this is some heavy, deep teaching. And so, in verse 2, the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. The rod having to do with the branch, having to do with a tribe. A tribe is a branch of an overall family. So the branches, the arm, the extension of the power of Aton, Adon, Atum, the sun disk, the rod of thy strength. This word strength, I'm not giving you everything, but giving you a synopsis. This word strength is oz, a masculine word having to do with might, strength, material, physical, personal, social, and political. When we understand the definitions of the words, we then come to understand and know that the Most High wants to strengthen us on every level. Political strength, social strength. You may call it socialism or communism, but this means that all of us will collectively be strong and be empowered to access the universe for the purpose of propagating life. Personal strength. What is it that we need on a personal basis to strengthen ourselves, empower ourselves? What is sapping our personal strength? Physical strength. Exercise, eating right. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us how to eat to live, not live to eat. Material strength. The system has taken our material strength. The system has denied us strength politically, socially, personally, physically, economically, materially. So the Most High is here. Through the science of life, through understanding how that S-U-N sun disk brings order to the universe, teaching us of the Christ Atum power that is within you, within me, to give us absolute order in our lives and in our universe. This is the power to prevail. Azaz, this root word of Oz that we were looking at. Strong, to be strong, to prevail, to make firm, to strengthen. And this seems to be related to Israel, which means God prevails. And so we are to be empowered by the Most High to become gods and goddesses to prevail. But it says the rod of thy strength out of Zion. The word Zion is so interesting today, even more so than it used to be. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 6726. Sion. Sion.
African Hebrew word Sion. We pronounce it Zion in the English. It means parched place. Parched place. It means further a sunny place, a sunny mountain. So this place is parched, hot, dry, burnt because of the sun. And this place is the mountain. So the sun shining on the mountain, creating sunlight, a sunny place, a place that is hot, that is dry. This is once again taking me to the second and third phases of creation, scientific, that Ptah rising up out of the waters of Nun, that Ptah that called forth out of the mind, working on sacred divine masculine polarity and sacred divine feminine polarity, calling out of the mind Atum. Atum is the sun. Atum is a dawn. Atum is Aton, the sun disk. The Lord said to my Lord, the Most High existing one, said to the sun, called the sun out, called Atum out of Ptah. And Atum now works to bring order to chaos, order out of turbulence, to bring order to the energies, so that now all of those energies that were chaotic are now working in concert and are now the footstool of the Most High to bring order to the universe. Oh, this is some deep science, sisters and brothers. So the strength out of Sion, the strength comes from understanding what the African ancestors of the human family taught in science that we have as religion and science, this scientific teaching that the religious community took for themselves, call it religion, and the scientific community took it for themselves, they call it science. This one science of life, this strength out of Zion, this strength that comes from understanding Ptah, the earth mound, the mountain, the earth mountain or mound, rising up out of the waters of Nun. And Ptah then, because of the chaos and because of the turbulence and because of the motion and energies out of order, now calls forth Atum, so that Atum may call forth all of the forces into order that they may do that which the Most High has called them to do. And you and I are those atoms, those atoms, those forces, but we are out of order. We are chaotic. We are turbulent. Look at the warfare and the bloodshed going on all over the earth. Look at the chaos going on in the Ukraine. Let me point out something in my mind right now. It was revealed that the Turkish government, two or three high officials, were speaking to each other, sisters and brothers. They were speaking to each other about doing what? Causing chaos, turbulence, and disorder in Syria through the inflicting on Turkish citizens a false flag operation, a bombing of some sort. And these Turkish officials would then justify going to war against Syria. The Russian government apparently tapped their phones, and I'm happy that they tapped their phones, or else we would not know the reality that these Turkish officials, doing the bidding of America, Britain, Israel, House of Rothschild, were actually planning a false flag terror operation. This is how they operate. They operate in chaos. They operate in terror. They operate in turbulence. But we are the Atum. We are the Aton, Adon Sun Disk. That power is in within you and within me to understand these truths, to understand how they operate, and not fall for any more false flag operations so that they may justify a war that they have planned for years in advance. Go to tarpley.net, March 29th, 2014, and go to Alex Jones, The Alex Jones Show, March the 28th, 2014, and they talk about this extensively. So this is the chaos. This is the turbulence. This is the system out of order. We must overcome. We must overcome by understanding that our strength, spiritually, mentally, morally, physically, economically, socially, personally, materially, is in Zion, in understanding this Pitah and Atum, second and third phases of creation, to rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. So this scripture is interpreted as you will rule, Sun Disk, your enemies. But we know that the enemies have become the footstool, so the rule of the Sun Disk is to take the energies, convert them, and use them for the propagating of life. Amen. The people shall be willing in the day of thy power. This is verse 3. In the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. Oh, I want to hurry, but I don't want to hurry. The people, in that day, in the day of thy power, the people, we are the people. We are the masses. We are the multitudes. The word masses and multitudes, in the European Greek, multitudes has to do with those that are not the rulers and the leadership. The rulers and the leadership are the few, the elites, the ruling class, the ruling families. Multitudes is defined as those who are the great expansive masses, not the leadership, but are disorganized. You may say chaotic, out of order. So we are in need of organization. We are in need of order. So here is that understanding, bringing those who are out of order into order. We are that material. We are that mass and matter. We are those on the element table that were out of order, but the Sun Disk, the Aton, the Adon is putting us in order. That Christ power and Christ spirit within you and me is coming together within us to put us in order. Okay, in the beauties of holiness from the womb in the morning. This word womb is womb, womb man, womb slave, woe man. So the womb man is where we get the word woman. Woman is a compilation of two words, womb and man. But the word is masculine, rechem, because the work is begun from the masculine. This is the work of the masculine in the womb of the woman. The root of this word has to do with love and mercy and compassion. So we are from this womb of love and mercy and compassion, and I am back to the waters of Nun in the womb of Nonet, that womb of passion. The seed of life, germ of life that we would call sperm is compassion, is love, is mercy in that womb. We are to enact and activate these powers within ourselves and powers within the universe. This word that is the root is to be shown compassion. So we must show each other compassion. And rahim, and this other word, which is the root, is raham. And it reminds me of the Arabic, African Arabic, Bismillah ar-Rahman and Rahim, beneficent and merciful. So we're describing, and Bismillah, in the name of our mother Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. So this womb of the morning, and the word morning is, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H 4891. Mishhar. Mishhar.
Mishhar. And the root is shahar, to seek early, earnestly, to look early and diligently, seek early. Because that word, maskar, is dawn. We're talking about the morning. We're talking about the dawn, a dawn. The word Lord, the second word Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, is a dawn, a dawn. You see, you put an A in front of the dawn and you get a dawn. We're talking about that original birth. The womb of the morning is that waters of noon and womb of Nonet, that original time of birth, that original reality from which we came before our physical incarnation. Do you understand, sisters and brothers? This is describing ourselves in our original birth reality. Jeremiah 1 and 5, the Most High talking, I knew you before you were formed in the wombs of your mothers, before consummation, before conception, I knew you. I had relationship with you, a two-way relationship. You knew me. I knew you. You were getting to know me. You were getting to understand my instructions to you because you had requested of me a body that you may go down into the earth realm into to do my will, to do my works. And so this is the morning, the womb of the morning, that original birth, waters of noon, womb of Nonet. Now watch this now. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. This is so crucial. This is so important. The word dew, thou hast the dew, is, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's age 2919. Tal. Tal.
Tal. Dew. Night mist. Further defined as light rain. Dew is water. Dew is water. Rain is water. Dew is water. So this is teaching us of the waters of noon, our original reality as the waters of noon, seed of life, germ of life, in the womb of Nanette. That original time of peace, love, and tranquility. That original time of compassion, beneficence, and mercy. And so when we are called forth, we have to deal with the chaos and the turbulence and bring love and bring mercy and bring compassion. Bring forth all the energies within us that we may bring order to ourselves and bring order to the earth and bring order to the universe. The root of this word is to cover with a roof, to cover over. So we are to cover the universe, cover the earth, cover each other with this reality that we are speaking of. Let's take the next break. See you on the other side of the break.